Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
A dissident journalist has been arrested by Belarusian authorities after his Ryanair flight from Greece was forced to divert to the capital of Minsk. Roman Protasevich was the former editor-in-chief of a Telegram group, Nexta, a media outlet that is against President Alexander Lukashenko, who ruled Belarus for more than three decades. Protasevich claimed political asylum in Poland in January 2020, but he was still wanted in Belarus for quote-unquote terrorist activities. His Ryanair flight, FR4978, departed Athens on Sunday to the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius. Just before the plane leaves Belarusian airspace, air traffic control in Minsk told the pilots of a security threat on board and were instructed to land in Minsk. A fighter plane was also scrambled to escort the Ryanair flight. After the Ryanair flight landed, Protasevich and his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, who is a Russian citizen, were removed from the plane and detained by Belarusian authorities. The Belarusian government later claimed that the threat was an email signed by, quote-unquote, Hamas soldiers that threatened to blow the flight up over Vilnius to demand Israel to cease fire at the Gaza Strip and for the EU to stop supporting Israel. However, both Ryanair and law enforcement in Minsk did not find a bomb on board the plane. Western governments have placed sanctions on Belarus following the incident, as the airline, the plane, and the flight's origin and destination are within the European Union, with Ryanair, a company from the Republic of Ireland, and the plane registered in Poland. Lithuania and Ukraine have stopped all flights going to and from Belarus, while the UK has banned Belarusian airlines from entering its airspace. The 27 leaders of the European Union member states have called on all EU-based carriers to avoid flying over Belarusian airspace and ban Belarusian airlines from accessing EU airspace and airports. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has warned that further economic sanctions will soon be introduced against Belarus, but the Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko accused the West of launching a quote-unquote hybrid modern war against Minsk and calling the backlash over the incident a quote planned provocation. Christopher Griggs is a barrister and adjunct lecturer in aviation law at Massey University. He told me that Belarus could have breached several international aviation laws and conventions.
The most important convention in this context is the International Convention on Civil Aviation, which is known as the Chicago Convention, that was entered into in 1944. But there are also a number of other, so I can talk to you a bit about some others. There's the International Air Services Transit Agreement, which has been mentioned in some of the commentary, which doesn't actually apply in this case because Belarus is not a party to it. But if Belarus was a party to it, then certainly they would have breached it by what they did. Then there's also the Tokyo Convention on Offences and Certain Other Acts Committed on Board Aircraft, which doesn't really apply in this case, but is interesting because it suggests that a state's ability to intercept aircraft over its territory for the purpose of arresting people is pretty limited. But really, I think the answer to this whole business lies in the Chicago Convention, and it's actually reasonably clear that Belarus, which is a party to the Chicago Convention, has in fact breached it by taking the action that it has.
I guess this is probably the first case of a domestic aircraft, because it was operated within the EU, being intercepted by a foreign power.
So this is where we get into questions of sovereignty and territory. It's not really an EU issue, this one. It would be if you had two EU member states Oh, well, in fact, there are three states involved directly. There's the state of embarkation, which is Greece, is an EU member state. There is the state of landing, which was to be Lithuania, which is an EU member state. There is the state of registry of the aircraft, which I understand from the BBC was Poland, because I don't know if you realise, but Ryanair, like many of those budget carriers, is not just one company. It's actually a series of companies, and so their aircraft are not all registered in one country. This particular aircraft, so this is the aircraft that flew FR4978 that was intercepted, was owned by a company, a Ryanair company, and I believe the aircraft is registered in Poland. So that's also an EU member state. Now, so the actual international issue is between Poland and Belarus, not anybody else. Because what's happened is, while a Polish registered aircraft is overflying Belarusian airspace, national airspace, it's been intercepted. Now, the starting point is that I guess a lot of people think when they're flying internationally, in the good old days when we could still do that, that you get on the aircraft and sort of one set of law applies all the time until you get off. Well, that's not actually the case. Every time you cross a national frontier, you are under the sovereignty of the state whose airspace you are flying through. So that's the first thing to remember. Under the Chicago Convention, this is Article 1 of the Chicago Convention. So I would expect that the Belarusian government will be pushing that particular provision pretty hard and saying, well, the aircraft was in our airspace, and we have complete exclusive sovereignty over that airspace. So if we want to require it to land in Belarus, then we can do it. But there is a caveat to that, and that is in Article 3 BIS of the Chicago Convention, says the contracting states recognise that every state, in the exercise of its sovereignty, is entitled to require the landing at some designated airport of a civil aircraft flying above its territory without authority, or if there are reasonable grounds to conclude that it is being used for any purpose inconsistent with the aims of this convention. So this is the critical bit. Now, was FR4978 flying over Belarusian territory without authority? Now, there is, because Belarus is not part of the International Air Services Transit Agreement, you can't just run a scheduled air service over Belarus without a specific authorization or permission from the government of Belarus. There was a routine flight by a civil passenger jet from Greece to Lithuania. And the only reason it's been what the news reports are suggesting is the only reason that it was intercepted was because of who the passengers were on board, and that the Belarusian government wanted to arrest someone, or one of those passengers in particular. That's not something which the Chicago Convention allows for. So I suppose what I'm saying there in short is that given the Chicago Convention gives the grounds on which you can require a civil aircraft to land, and that it ain't one of them. What they've done is not actually within one of those grounds for doing that. Then it would seem that they have breached the Chicago Convention by intercepting that aircraft.
So what do you expect will happen next?
So what we actually have is an international dispute now between Poland and Belarus. Because even though, of course, Ryanair is particularly upset about this, Ryanair has no standing under international law. International law governs the relations between states. And so the state of registry, of course, is Poland. And now, of course, they're an EU member state. So one would expect that there will be quite a lot of communication going on between Brussels and the aviation people in the European Union on the one hand and Warsaw on the other. And so what I would expect to see is that Poland will take this up in the International Civil Aviation Organization with Belarus. Under the Chicago Convention, the first point is the first port of call is for those two states to have a diplomatic negotiation whereby they try to settle the dispute between Poland and Belarus. But if they are unable to, if Poland's unhappy, for example, with what Belarus, with the response of Belarus, then they can refer the dispute to the Council of ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization. It's the specialized agency of the United Nations that governs civil aviation worldwide. And there'll be a hearing and there'll be a vote. If one of the parties were unhappy with the outcome of that decision, there is a right to appeal to an international arbitral tribunal or to the International Court of Justice. If there were a finding by the Council that Belarus in fact had breached its obligations under the Chicago Convention, it can actually have its voting rights at ICAO suspended. But I suspect there'll be other, that Poland will be looking for some other remedies beyond that. States can agree on a remedy that could potentially include here this chap being returned to Poland or Lithuania where he was supposed to be getting off the flight. But certainly, if it ended up in front of, the council might indeed say that's what you need to do. But anyone's guess as to whether they will in fact do that, I don't think it's all that likely, to be quite honest with you.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95BFM.